Welcome to The Flash, your go-to podcast for the day's top stories, unpacked and presented with clarity. Today, we delve into a trio of pressing issues that have captured global attention. From the courtroom to the battlefield and onto the international stage, we're covering former President Donald Trump's legal entanglements, a tragic military accident in Malaysia, and the U.S.'s proposed sanctions against Chinese banks for their role in Ukraine's conflict. Stay with us as we break down these complex stories. Kicking things off, Lester's here with the latest on former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Lester, the scene seems tense in New York.
Indeed, Wendy. The courtroom drama unfolds as Trump potentially faces a contempt of court charge linked to his alleged violations of a gag order. New York Judge Juan Merchan had explicitly limited Trump's ability to publicly discuss subjects of the case, including witnesses and jurors, aiming to preserve the trial's integrity.
And I understand prosecutors claim he's overstepped this boundary significantly.
That's correct. Trump is accused of breaching the gag order around 10 times via public comments and social media posts. This ongoing battle between Trump's characteristic forthrightness and judicial mandates really puts a spotlight on the trial's broader implications, including fairness and public perception.
Can you touch on the specifics of the case against him?
Absolutely. The allegations are serious. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records connected to a scheme aiming to silence adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who claims an extramarital affair with Trump. Beyond the salacious headlines, it's a case that probes the integrity of the 2016 presidential election.
And what about the witnesses? Any notable testimonies?
Key figures like David Pecker, former National Enquirer publisher, have testified. Pecker's role in the alleged catch-and-kill scheme that sought to bury damaging stories is central to illustrating Trump's involvement. Moreover, Stormy Daniels herself is absolutely ready to testify, adding another compelling layer to the case.
The unfolding of this trial certainly has far-reaching implications, not just for Trump, but for the country's legal and political discourse. Thanks, Lester. Up next, we're moving to Malaysia for an update on a tragic military accident. Stay tuned. In Malaysia, a heart-wrenching incident has drawn global attention. Sean, what happened during this military training session?
Wendy, Malaysia is mourning a profound loss. Two military helicopters collided mid-air during a rehearsal at a naval base in Perak, leading to the death of all 10 crew members involved. This accident, marking one of Malaysia's worst military fatalities in recent times, occurred ahead of the Royal Malaysian Navy's 90th anniversary celebration.
Such a tragic event. Who were the victims?
The crew members, 3 women and 7 men, ranged between 26 and 41 years of age. Their loss represents not just a personal tragedy for their families, but a significant loss for the nation and its armed forces.
And what's the response been like?
The incident has led to widespread shock and grief across Malaysia. Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim announced an immediate investigation to understand the cause of this tragedy. Defense Minister Mohammad Khalid Nordin disclosed that the helicopters were on their first joint rehearsal, emphasizing the event's tragic timing.
It's a stark reminder of the risks involved in military exercises. Our hearts go out to the victims' families. Next, we turn our attention to a significant development involving U.S. sanctions against Chinese banks. Sean? The geopolitical landscape is shifting, with the U.S. reportedly preparing sanctions against Chinese banks. Eugene, can you walk us through the reason behind this move?
Certainly, Wendy. The heart of the issue lies in the allegations that Chinese banks have been facilitating Russia's war effort in Ukraine by providing access to crucial resources and technologies. These actions not only support Moscow's military capabilities, but also challenge the global order and test international relations.
So what exactly does the U.S. aim to achieve with these sanctions?
The proposed sanctions aim to cut off some Chinese banks' access to the global financial system. This involves restricting their ability to transact in US dollars, which could significantly impact their operations and, by extension, Beijing's support for Moscow.
What's been China's response to these allegations?
China has vehemently denied these accusations, maintaining its right to conduct normal economic and trade exchanges. Amid rising tensions, both China and Russia appear to be pivoting away from using the dollar, instead increasing trade in yuan.
It's a precarious situation, with far-reaching consequences for international relations and the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Thank you, Eugene, for your insights. As we conclude this episode of The Flash, we've navigated through a landscape marked by legal battles, tragic accidents, and geopolitical tensions. Each story underscores the complexities of our world today. Knowledge and entertainment. On demand.